I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, it's time for a bunch of clowns with zero journalistic integrity to debate the news. It's News or Not.
You know the drill with News or Not. We play actual audio from actual newscasts out there in the actual world, and we like to debate whether or not it's actual news. But once a month, KT goes out there into the interwebs and finds the best news bloopers of the month, and that's what we present to you right now.
I watched every newscast from every city in the nation, and today's October 10th. I'm about 10 days late, but September gave us some great fun, guys.
Dude, if you're 10 days late, I'm freaking out, thinking, oh my God, what mistake have I made?
That means there's a lot of work going on here, okay?
Okay.
First, we'll start with the traffic anchor. It's a weather anchor. She's kind of just talking about that we can expect the temperatures to drop just a little bit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
When we could see a big dip in the temperatures in just a moment.
Pretty sure it's Friday. I did say dip. There you go.
Said it twice.
Boy, you get a big one of those in the temperature, and oh my God, that weather changes dramatically.
Play that again, Shippy.
When we could see a big dip in the temperatures in just a moment.
Pretty sure it's Friday.
I did say dip.
Oh, it's Friday, so it's okay that you said the D word live on the air.
And the big one at that.
Because it's Friday. This one's great. We have a reporter in Atlanta, and she is reporting on the Atlanta Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh.
Going to be big. It's Maroon 5. It's just got announced. She's struggling to report on this, though.
The last time the Super Bowl came to this area, there was a variety of people that performed. You had Tina Turner that did the like pregame show. You also had a couple other people like Enrique Iglesias. I got that right now. Enrique Iglesias.
She making up the news off the top of her head. Wait.
He also had a couple other people.
My first thought is like, so this is the lady that taught Miss South Carolina how to talk. Can I hear that again?
The last time the Super Bowl came to this area, there was a variety of people that performed. You had Tina Turner that did the like pregame show. You also had a couple other people like Enrique Iglesias. I got that right now. Enrique Iglesias.
Oh my God.
We had, performing like for the pregame show.
Tina Turner doing the pregame show. God, that's rough. I need to know the context of where they are talking about this, because usually for a newscast, she's going to be reading off a teleprompter, but this sounds like she's just making up old stories in some context.
She was reporting this in like a music room. Somewhere in some studio, some music studio.
So
the guy that said Enrique Iglesias looked like to be like some music producer or something.
Okay.
It was kind of weird.
So they threw it down to her, and that's the gold she delivered.
Let's go local here. CBS 11 traffic girl. She goes by the name Madison, I believe. You're going to hear a little Karen Borda. Madison's doing the traffic, but she doesn't know what day it is.
And in fact, the rest of the Metroplex still tracking clear conditions on this Wednesday morning? Is it Wednesday? I think it's Tuesday. It's so sad when you're thinking it's Wednesday and then you realize it's only Tuesday. So with that, I'll just toss it back to y'all.
Okay. Oh, no report. You're just going to punt on the whole report?
I agree. Doesn't matter.
She's dealing with the grief of losing 24 hours of joy because thinking it was a day ahead, and now she just... Oh, no, I got to go back to Tuesday. This week's too long.
Because by Thursday, everyone's getting the weekend feeling going.
By Friday, they're talking about the big D in the weather.
Yeah. Another anchor here, he's trying to throw it to it's either weather or a traffic girl. Her name is Megan, though, and he's having trouble throwing it to Megan.
And Megan, make your... I have tongue twisted here.
It's so early, Jamie, isn't it?
Meteorologist Megan Massey is definitely here.
There you go.
And she's standing by, and we'll have a lot more to say without her tongue being tied.
hey, my tongue gets tied this morning too.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Nice.
What kind of freak show are they running over there?
First of all, they got a guy who's clearly not an American doing the news.
I was going to ask you which country this was.
It's in America, but we got a guy from England over here anchoring the news.
Where is that?
I don't know where that one was.
That is American news, though?
Yeah.
Good day, mate. Thanks for turning on the telly. Now let's find out what's going on in Parliament.
We're over to Megan Massey. Well, you're talking real weird, Steve. I thought it was weird that she had her tongue tied a little bit, too, this morning.
What did she say about getting her tongue tied?
Yeah,
it was, this
fire that off again, Shippy. This is a little strange.
Hey, my tongue gets tied this morning, too.
Can you do the whole thing again?
Talking about her partner? I sure can.
And Megan Massey. I have tongue twisted
here.
It's
so early, Jamie, isn't it?
Meteorologist Megan Massey is definitely here.
There you go.
And she's standing by and will have a lot more to say without her tongue being tied.
Hey, my tongue gets tied this morning, too.
Okay. Just because it's early in the morning is not an excuse to suck.
My tongue gets tied this morning, too.
She's talking about her situation.
Doing the weather.
Yeah. What'd you think of it?
So this is a situation where they're kind of doing a story where a concealer for women underneath their eyes to stop wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the products is Boudreaux's butt paste. All right.
What?
So you've got the lady, you've got what I think, and I could be wrong, to be a gay anchorman. And then what appears to probably be like the sports guy. He's so confused that butt paste is involved in this. It's just kind of a crazy thing that happened.
The
here.
Sports guy is gay too?
No, just the main anchor.
When you want your face smooth, don't turn to diaper cream. It's full of zinc oxide, but the other potentially pore clogging ingredients are not good for your face.
Had no idea some of these things were actual things people did.
Yep. No. Women go to all sorts of extremes. Men have no idea, right, women?
We don't want to.
No. I saw butt paste in that video.
Yep.
What are you doing with butt paste?
You put it under your eyes for like wrinkle
Isn't
relief.
Isn't that what concealer's for?
No.
What are you doing with butt paste? I just heard that and I was like, what a great drop.
Butt paste?
Yeah. Stop the hemorrhoids.
What are you doing with butt paste?
It was a great line when he goes, we don't want to know.
I thought it was for when you brush your butt. I didn't know it was for...
Let's play a little a game here, guys. I'm going to have you guys guess.
We don't want to.
What is this lady talking about? You're going to hear her make noise. You're going to hear her introduce the thing. I just want you guys to guess.
What? Okay.
What? I want you to identify what is making this lady squeal like this.
Hi. I made a friend. This is Reggie.
She just met Reggie, the new news anchor.
Okay, not Reggie, the new news anchor.
Can I guess?
You want to guess?
Yeah, it's a guy that works on the set, and he was applying butt paste.
Okay, no, it's not a human.
Great guess.
All right, she just met a black mamba, a snake, like a zoologist is there.
Snake. Correct.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yes, snake, and that? It's just like up on her face.
Really?
And then she says that it's Reggie. Shippy,
that's
play
disrespectful.
Play the full cut, Shippy.
Hi.
It's all up on her face, dude.
I made a friend. This is Reggie. Reggie is an 11-foot high. Oh. Yeah, he's so nice. Look at him. Oh, there he is. Reggie's 11-foot python.
I guarantee that chick likes bondage.
Dude, that snake was like wrapped around her neck and it was up and its face was just all over her face.
Like, ooh, Reggie doesn't really want to eat me. He's going to take his jaws off of my head. Reggie's a nice snake.
Now, this one's a little hard to follow because you're going to hear a lot of, you know, the generic banter and overlapping. But the news anchor basically gets Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise mixed up. And then that leads to a lot of Castaway references featuring the volleyball Wilson. just let things happen here.
So young.
I know.
It's not like that Tom Cruise movie or
right.
something.
Right. Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. Yes.
Same thing. Tom Cruise would have like walked on water and caught a jet.
Yeah, he had the soccer ball.
Tom Hanks. Compared to Tom Hanks. Wilson. It was a volleyball.
Wilson. Yeah, I remember. I saw it.
Volleyball.
Get my cruises and those.
And time. Your balls getting mixed up. Yeah.
Six. 13
soccer ball, volleyball, not that kind of balls. Emily.
Let it go. Hit and run.
Just come in and confirm everything. Not that kind of balls. You had it. You were fine.
Yeah, you were fine.
I like the part where the guy had to prove to everybody he knew what he was talking about. So he goes, you know the soccer ball. You idiots. I know what I'm talking about.
Emily.
I've seen it.
Two more. This is a story about a nudist.
Okay.
All right. A nudist is driving his neighbor nuts.
He prefers to do some yard work in his birthday suit.
And we are going to end this thing. We've got to have a lady doing a report on the Red River rivalry, right? Yep. Texas OU.
Mm-hmm.
Big, exciting game. We're getting pumped up for it. Here's the news report.
And you are taking a live look out over UT's campus this morning. Vol fans fired up about the start of the season.
Fired up about the farts? They're going to light those things.
I love live television when it's not me.
Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Play it to the fart point again, Shippy.
Fired up about the farts.
So I feel like more than anything, there's a lot of future drops in what we just heard. That is your September version of News or Not on October 10th.
Well done, Kevin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.